Hello, right there. Okay, wait. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024. It's our year of new beginnings, and the new beginnings, yes, have begun. Oh, but yeah, you know, it's so very easy at the beginning of the year to get consistent with your goals, get at it, push it, do it, and all. I'm trusting that you would help me to be consistent, and I will make enough effort to be consistent. So I welcome you back to Sunday Podcast with Susan Abeta. Yes, your baby girl is here. So today we're talking about something very important. So as the year 2023 was coming to an end and the new year was starting, there were diverse conversations here and there about what I want to talk about. Wait, it's not no grief for anybody, because this year we are definitely going to grieve for God. We are going to give attention to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So we go grieve for God. That one is not an argument. You and I, we agree with God on many things this year. So it's not the no grief for anybody, because we are going to agree with God. We're going to agree with people. We're going to agree to see things happen the right way. But today, I'm taking us to a journey. It's a short journey, but it's very important, because for us to really enjoy the newness God has planned for us to enjoy peace all around, peace on all sides, there are some things that should resonate with us. So we'll go to Psalm 42, verse 4. Okay, let me start from verse 1. As a deer longs for a stream of cool water, so I long for you, God. I thirst for you, the living God. When can I go and worship in your presence? Day and night I cry, and tears are my only food. All the time my enemies ask me, where is your God? Our emphasis is verse 4, and we're going to take a journey through it together. My heart breaks when I remember the past. I don't know what it is about your past. I don't know what it is about 2023, 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018. I don't know what it is about the previous years, the previous days, the previous month that gets your heart to cry, that gets you to cry day and night, that gets your heart to bleed. It might have been a wrong decision. It might have been a mistake. It might have been something intentionally walked into when you didn't understand the consequence. So whenever you remember that thing, it causes your heart to break. I'm bringing peace to you today, because the Prince of Peace is set to make 2024 amazing for you. I don't know what that thing in the past is. I don't know what that offense was. I don't know that thing you did right or wrong that has placed you in a place of chaos that has taken away your peace for years. My heart breaks when I remember the past, when I went with the crowds to the house of God. Maybe for you in the previous years, you loved the Lord. You loved us people. You were committed to His service. You gave of yourself to ministering to people and to God. But now it's looking far away. And you remembering those things bring some deep hurt to your heart. I bring to you good news, and I bring to you peace. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. God is so much intentional about you, and that face of yours is not yet closed. Yes, the past is in the past. That's where they stay. Somebody say, how about your ex? I say, my ex is ex, because he's meant to remain in the past. But that's not the conversation. The conversation is that God is doing a new thing. And God also has brought a way to a pre-group. So this year, one of God's instructions is take your fellowship with the believers very serious. And led them as they walk along, a happy crowd singing and shouting praise to God. So one of the ways God is trying and working to get you out of your past this year is to join a Bible-believing church. Join the gathering of believers, spread the word of God, and prayer is a commitment that they don't skip. Don't do church adultery. Find yourself in the gathering of believers and grow. A tree never makes a forest. We most time don't heal by ourselves. We heal fast and rightly in the company of the right people. So, I bring it to you today. Peace is possible. The past can be forgiven and forgotten. So what you need to do is get yourself into a company of people that understand the sounds of singing and rejoicing. The people that prioritize the word of God over your situations. And the people that understand that prayer changes everything. Everything. Prayer changes everything. So, whatever it is, there is peace. But the instruction for peace is join a gathering of believers and grow together. Forget not the past, former things. Focus on the future because it's beautiful. And so your song will be, I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over, I'm in you. The things I made new, surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over. I'm in you. The things I made new, surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. I do believe a part or a word in this podcast have ministered to you. Share with your friends and your loved ones. And this could be your commitment to find God again. This could be your commitment to rededicate your life to Jesus. And even if you don't know who Jesus is, I bet to tell you with full confidence that Jesus loves you. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. And he's willing to adopt you as a son or a daughter. You can ask questions or drop comments. Hope to see you next week again on Sunday Podcast with Susanna Better. Thank you for listening and sharing with your friends.